There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 14th edition. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday night of action. It was a lot of fun, lots of fun. 50 home runs were hit last night. It's crazy what's going on this year, and it's going to keep happening. This massive heat wave coming through for the next week or two. Balls are going to be flying, folks. You can say that weather doesn't matter, parks don't matter. They do matter, and it's been showing. So we are going to see a lot of offense, and tonight we should see a ton as the pitching is, there's no like quote unquote lock. There is landmines everywhere. You got a 3-game early slate, a 11-game main slate. We'll be attacking that main slate. I'll give you a quick overlook of the 3-game here in a minute. Let's talk about your weather. Oakland, Miami is not on any of the slates. It's a 9:10 start. Pacific time, 12:10 Eastern. Not on any of the slates. You got Reds, Padres coming up. Decent weather there. Atlanta at Washington. Threats of thunderstorms, 40 to 50% chances or so. Really, really hot. Really, really humid. So if they do play that game, the ball has the good flying potential. Colorado at Pittsburgh. You know, it's going to be raining during the day, but it clears up a little bit and then comes back in later at night. It's going to be interesting to see if that one gets in at all. You got pretty good humidity in that one. Helped the ball fly as well. Tampa Bay, Toronto. If the Rogers Center opens the roof, the wind is howling out to left field. Keep that one in mind. Cubs, Mets. It's not as hot as it's been the last few days, but wind's blowing out hard to left field, which is very, very nice. And that one with Mr. Dark Knight on the mound. D-backs, Tigers. Wind blowing in hard from left field. Better for the pitchers, but still, hitters are going to have fun tonight, I have a feeling. Dodgers, Indians, chance of thunderstorms. They're strong in the morning. They weaken during game time. They pick up at night. Keep an eye on that one. Mariners, Twins, wind blowing out hard to left for another bloodbath potentially. The first night it was the Mariners' turn. Last night, Twins 20-6, just shellacking Eddie Rosario, 3 home runs. It's going to be nasty again tonight. Baltimore, Chicago. White Sox, good chances of rain on that one, 40 to 50% chances. Keep an eye on that. Rangers, Astros, if they open the roof, it's hot. Wind blowing out to center field. Brewers, St. Louis, very, very hot in St. Louis. Good hitting environment between the Brew Crew and the Cardinals. And then not too bad in Anaheim between the Yankees and the Angels. So not as many great spots as last time weather-wise, but still plenty of good ones to look at. For your 3-game early slates, you got Cincinnati at San Diego, Royals at Giants, Braves at Washington. Cincinnati, San Diego, you got Amir Garrett at $4,900, Chasin at 71. Chasin's one of the arms I would be targeting today. The Reds, you know, they can hit, but they're outside of Great American Ballpark. If anybody listened to me on Clayton Richard at 5K last night, he looked phenomenal, one out away from the shutout. They struggled against Perdomo. You know, they have the offense to explode at any moment. Getaway day might show a weaker lineup, which is nice. And Chasin, we've talked about in the past, has thrown really, really well at home. He's really flourished at home. Not a good pitcher, so you take that with a grain of salt. But you got Red striking out 21% of the time. Chacin strikes out 20.3%. He's getting a 52.3% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. Back-to-back ground ball pitchers shut down the Reds. You'd hope to get three in a row. Reds have one of the lower totals on the board of 4.10. Lefty's hitting 350. Righty's 296 off Chacin. So he's a decent option on a three-game slate. Kansas City, and you're looking at the Padres' bats against Garrett, big time. Big-time Padres' bats in that one. San Diego team total 440. Lefty's 373. Righty's 383. Hedges, Perella, Myers, Renfro. Renfro against the lefties, amazing plays there. And then I still don't mind. Lefties are hitting them okay. Solarte's a switch hitter, so he's also in play. But see what their lineup pulls out. San Diego gets your value. They continue to do it. I've been riding those coattails. If you've been listening, you've been with me. So Padres bats and Chacin are in play. If you're fading Chacin, Joey Votto, Billy Hamilton if he gets on and runs. Duvall's always worth the home run option there. And Schebler definitely in play. Left-handed bat in that one. Kansas City at the Giants. You got Jason Hamill at $7,800 versus Johnny Cueto, 11-7. Cueto, your high-priced pitcher by $3K on this slate. He's in a great spot going up against Kansas City. Strikes out 21.5% of the time. Johnny striking out 23.6%. Good 12% swinging strike rate. Giving up a lot of hard contact. That's why he's like the Samardzija, that they're 1A and 1B and making you sweat out your starts. But really good spot. Lowest total on the board for the Royals, 3.32. Lefty's hitting 299. Righty's 277. Royals with a really bad wOBA of 296 versus right-handed pitching. Johnny's had a little bit of issue walking guys lately. He's got those blister issues, but he's been pitching through it. Pitching pretty well for the most part. He's definitely in play on a short slate. If you're going to pay up, I have no problem with that at all. If not, you're looking at the likes of maybe Hosmer, who's kind of heating up. Moustakas, he's having a really, really good year. Salvi Perez, if he's in the lineup, day game after night game. Bonifacio hits righties really well. So a couple options there from the Royals. They'll be very contrarian. If Jason Hamill, yes, the Giants' offense is bad. I get it. I totally get it. But Jason Hamill is really, really bad. 35.4% ground ball rate is not good. Barely an average hard contact rate. He's been pitching better of late. I'll give him that. But lefty's hitting 335. Righty's 307. Like Belt, Posey, Crawford, like them a ton. Pence has been cold. Nunez swinging a really good stick is in play. Giants can be sneaky on a day game. They're not a good offense, but every now and again they're worth targeting on a three-game slate. Might be that day. Atlanta at Washington, Tehran on $6,600 versus Tanner Roark, $8,700. Tanner Roark, very solid play today. Well, solid for a three-game slate. I always like Tanner as a cash game play because he's got a pretty high floor, but the ceiling's not the best, but it has once-in-a-while potential. You got Atlanta strikes out 19.5% of the time. Roark strikes out 19% of his batters. Not a big K rate. Low walks. Decent ground ball at 45.1%. The hard contact's very, very low at 26.9%. Lots to like about that. Braves do have a team total of 440. Lefties 296. Righties 282 versus Roark. So if you want to attack Roark, you can. Kemp, Adams, Markakis, and Ciarte all in play. But on a three-game slate, he's one of your top options. You can match him with Cueto or use him as your number one if you're not using Cueto. Basically, all three home starters I like a lot, Chacin, Cueto, and Roark. I go that route. If you're going to go Tehran, I get it for the GPP upside because when he's on, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. This year, it's just been when is Tehran going to be on? He's a heavy dog in this matchup. Washington strikes out a little over 19% of the time. Tehran's only striking out about 16.7% of the batters he's facing. Very low ground ball rate, bad home run to fly ball ratio. Nationals' second highest total on the board at 5-1-0 as lefties hitting 347 off Tehran. Righty's only 259, but you gotta love Harper, gotta love Murphy. Look at the likes of Zimmerman all the time. Wieters is a good look from the left side. Trey Turner's been playing really well. interesting plays here. They might rest some guys day game after night game type deals. Keep an eye on the lineup. If the lineup misses some of those big bats, especially some of those big lefties, makes it a little more intriguing. If Adam Lind's in the lineup, because Zimmerman might get the day off after, you know, being out with an injury, coming back hitting two homers. He sits out a lot of day games after night games, does a lot this year. Adam Lind's a great play for some value as well. So keep an eye on that. Washington should be extremely chalky today. And Cueto should be the chalky pitcher. So there you have it there, your three-game slate. Good luck with that. But we're going to attack this 11-game monster that we have here that just has warts all over it. It's like just nasty. We're going to kick it off with your totals real quick to get you going. If you wanted the totals for the early games, you got Reds, Padres is 8.5, Royals, Giants, 7.5, Braves, Nats, 9.5. As we get to the evening slate, Red Sox, Phillies, 9.5, Rockies, Pirates, 8.5, Rays, Jays, 9, Cubs, Mets, 9, D-backs, Tigers, 9, Dodgers, Indians, there's only 8, Mariners, Twins, 10.5, Orioles, White Sox, 10, Rangers, Astros, 9.5, Brewers, Cardinals, 9, Yankees, Angels, 7.5. So lots of good totals to attack. We kick it off with Corey Kluber, 12,500 at home against the Dodgers. There's three pitchers at five digits or more. Kluber leads the pack. Huge upside in this one. His two starts back from the DL, 22.1, 35.7 DraftKings points. Six innings in both starts, 8Ks, 10Ks. Decent ground ball to fly ball. He got to 98 pitches his last time out, so you have nothing to worry about in that respect. Only thing you have to worry about is going up against the Dodgers, who hit left righties very well, but they have upped their K rate to 23.4. As the Clue bot has struck out almost 29%, he's faced swinging strike rate of 13.9. We loved Bauer yesterday for that increased K rate. We like Kluber because we know he's got the K rate, but the price tag's 6K more than Bauer, so it makes it a little more like you got to think a little bit. But when it comes to the Dodgers, 3.72 total, third lowest on the day, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 2.92, righties 2.73 off Kluber. Lots to like there. We know they can hit well. Heck, I used Bellinger yesterday. He hit two homers. They're both off the bullpen, both off of lefties. But he can hit anybody. When you hit Andrew Miller deep, you can hit anybody. So they do have some threats there, no doubt about it. Jock Jam's back, but you know he can run into one once in a while, but he's overall not a scare. You got Turner at third who hits righties well. Seager. There's few scares, no doubt about it. But Kluber at 12.5 is one of the better options by far on a slate of just ugliness. Move up to Michael Pineda, 11-1 at the Angels. Very solid play here, coming off a solid start against the Red Sox after a hiccup against Toronto prior to that. He's been really, really good, averaging almost 20 DraftKings points per start. When you're looking at Pineda, he's just getting it done to a K percentage of 25.6. Angels strike out 20% of the time. 13.3% swinging strike rate. And one thing you love about Pineda, sure, he gives up a lot of home runs, 21% homer to fly ball, but the hard contact's only 28.6%, which is really, really good, and a 51.5% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. So it's like when he makes it one mistake, they take advantage of it. Overall, he's limited the mistake this year. Angels' second lowest total on the day, lowest total on the night slate in front of the Dodgers at 3.61. It's weird because lefties are in 329, righties 321. He's just minimized the damage, gotten the strikeouts, plays with fire. It's not always comfortable, but you can, on a slate like this, you can justify it against a Troutless Angels team. It was swinging it better of late. There's no doubt about it, but the upside is definitely there with Pineda in this one. You have Irvin Santana, $10,300 at home against the Seattle Mariners. I always, if you've been listening, have trouble paying for Irvin Santana. And he continues to get it done. He had one rocky start against the Angels, but other than that, he's been filthy. He had a complete game shutout against the Giants his last time out. He's been going like 7-plus on almost every start this year. He's been racking you up 25-plus on like almost every start except like 2 or 3. He's been good. It seems like when he has a bad start, it's really, really bad. He's not getting you like 15 points. He's getting you like 5 or less, maybe negatives. But when he goes off, he's getting you 20-plus, 25-plus easy. Now, you're in a matchup with Seattle where the total's high. They're hitting the ball very, very well. Pick your poison. It's very dicey. They strike out 20.6% of the time. Santana's striking out a little about 18.5. Decent ground ball rate. Hard contact rate's very good. He's limiting that very, very well. When you're talking Seattle Mariners, they have a team total of, they're one of the highest on the board, 5.01. Lefties hitting 266, righties 287. So the team total's high. We know Santana can shut down anybody. He's proven it, but we've shown he can get blown up as well. Very risky play, GPP only. I'll sprinkle some because I can't not have him anymore after what he's been doing. I have to admit I've been wrong with him, but at the same time, I know for a fact I would not be surprised if he gets blown up in this game. So be very careful with that one. So with your three top arms, it's Kluber, Pineda, Santana, pretty much in that order. I know it sounds simple, but that's what it is. Kluber's got the most upside, even though the Dodgers can go off at any time. He's got the most upside. Pineda's really, really good. None of these guys are safe. He might be, quote-unquote, the safest of the three, but I don't like saying that the way the Angels actually kind of hit the ball before this series against the Yankees. And then Santana, he could outscore them all. He could go throw another shutout, but very risky play there. Now, we leave the 5K range. Your next pitcher's all the way down to $8,200, $2,100 cheaper, and it's just ugly. All the way from the 76 to the 82, there's four pitchers. I can recommend them all to you. I have reasons for them all, and I have reasons to hate them all. So we're going to go through this together and try to narrow this down. I narrowed it down last time, but we're going to talk it out. Taijuan Walker, $8,200, making his return from blisters and the DL at the Detroit Tigers, was having a really solid year coming into this. When you're talking Taijuan, strikes out 20.6% of the batters he faces. Great ground ball rate of 50%, pitching in most of his half his games in Chase Field, an 8% home run to fly balls outstanding. You got the Tigers who strike out 23.2% of the time, which is ideal. Remember, they are scary, they are cheap, so stacking is always an option. But like I said last time against Greinke, Greinke pitched well for five innings, and they finally got to him. Their offense has gotten better, but they also throw up duds so often. It's so confusing. But Walker looked good in his rehab starts. Shouldn't be held back much at all. Tigers have a 4.69 team total. Lefties hitting 313, righties 326. In his career, lefties and righties are pretty much even with him, so a little reverse splits right now, but overall, they both hit him about the same, about average. It's a tough play. Coming off the DL, I usually hate doing that to begin with. Going against Detroit's tough. GPP-wise should be low-owned. He's going up against Zimmerman, so the chance of a win's not bad. It's just a tough play. I can get behind it, but it's tough. That's how all these are going to be. Jake Odorizzi, $7,900 at Toronto. Coming off a really, really solid start against the White Sox, 6 2/3, 8 hits, 3 earned, 8 Ks. He got blitzed at Seattle, had a rough one in Minnesota, then pitched great against the Angels. Most of these great starts have come at home, but he's one of his starts was against Toronto, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 28 points. His road starts, he had a good one at Miami, but that's about it. His road starts have been very, very shaky. He had another home start against Toronto for 19.1 points, so he's pitched well against Toronto in his two starts this year. But those are both at home, been shaky on the road. Want to bring that up. Toronto, like Detroit, very inconsistent bats. They're healthy now, so they're slowly heating up. We saw Faria shut them down last night. We loved that. Odorizzi strikes out 21.4% of the batters he faces. You have Toronto striking out 20.5% of the time, but low ground ball rate. It's a lot of hard contact, 36.3% hard contact. Home run to fly ball is huge. Toronto very much in play tonight at the plate. Odorizzi is a GPP only. Toronto 4.72 team total. Lefties 268, righties 337. Big reverse splits, so Donaldson, Bautista, good looks there. And a few others we'll get to later. But wanted to mention Odorizzi as he's pitched well against them, but he's been bad on the road. So I'm trying to break these guys up for you. Be careful. Dylan Bundy, $7,700 at the White Sox. Bundy's been that guy all year. Pretty good cash game play. He's like a 15-plus point guy. Floor's pretty stable. He's given up about two runs. He gave up three his last start out, but he got six Ks, which is nice, at the Yankees. But he's like two earned runs in three straight starts prior to that. He had a rough one at Detroit, but then great at Kansas City. He's been pretty just blah, 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 gets through it. Not lighting the world on fire. So I could see him as a cash game play tonight. I could see him as a GPP if he hopes he strikes guys out, which is always that, I don't know. Chicago does strike out 23.4% of the time. Bundy's hard contact rate is 34%. It is high. In the last 30 days, he's ninth worst on the barrel. FIP board at 5.85 barrel FIP, getting barreled up 7.75% of the time. Now, in that time, his K rate's gone up to almost 18%. So maybe he's trying to, you know, attack the zone and get the strikeouts more instead of pitching around the zone. I don't know. He's throwing the cutter a ton, so he's probably leaving it out there. It's a risky play. Chicago does hit right-handed pitching very well. We saw it yesterday against Asher. When you're looking at the White Sox, they have a 4.93 team total. Lefties 3.21, righties 3.15 off Bundy. So it's a risky play, but he's been very consistent, more consistent than a lot of the arms on the slate tonight, which brings him into the possible play window. Now the fourth guy here, Brandon McCarthy, 7,600 at the Cleveland Indians. Now the Cleveland Indians bats are stupid cheap tonight, which we'll get to later, but McCarthy's been really, really good. You don't know how deep he's going to go. He had a shortened start in St. Louis because of a potential injury, but he was fine. Came back 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks against the Nationals for 16.8. On tonight's slate, like you saw last night, 15-plus you'll take out of your pitcher. Prior to that rocky start in St. Louis where he left with an injury, great against Chicago, great against Miami. Overall, been pretty darn good this year. Big K upside when it comes to Brandon McCarthy. We're talking a Cleveland team that strikes out 20.5% of the time. Hard contact rate of only 25.6% for McCarthy, 46% ground ball rate. The last 30 days, sixth best on the barrel FIP leaderboard, getting barreled up 0.87% of the time. So definitely limiting the hard contact. Striking out 22.61% of the batters he's facing. He's definitely in play. It's very good GPP play because people will attack Cleveland bats. I will have a Cleveland stack, just like I said yesterday. Estrada's interesting, but I don't feel good about it. The upside's there, but Tampa Bay bats, I stacked Tampa Bay a couple lineups. They went off. Cleveland, I would definitely have some exposure to, but I do like McCarthy with the upside in this one. It's there. On a slate like this, I'd almost, if you're not making a ton of lineups, don't do it, obviously. But I don't recommend it all the time, but there's so many questionable pitchers on this slate that having some, you know, hedging going on isn't the worst thing you can do. So your four pitchers there in the middle, you got Walker, Odorizzi, Bundy, McCarthy. Now we're going to rank them like this. We got McCarthy as my one. Unless you're using Kluber, obviously, then you're not doing it. You got Bundy as your two, Walker as your three, Odorizzi as your four in that range. Now, all very scary. I try to stick with McCarthy and Bundy as the two if you have to, even though they can get blown up like the rest of them. They just have the most stability out of them, and that's not saying a lot because nothing's stable about this. One more thing about McCarthy I wanted to mention. When you're talking the Indians, team total of 4.28, which is kind of low on this slate. Lefties hitting 282, righties 274 against him. Let's get down to the three, maybe four punts on the slate. We'll kick it off with Germán Márquez. He should be chalky for $6,700 at Pittsburgh. He's been pretty solid. He had a rocky start his last time out in three innings pitched. I think it was weather. I couldn't read. 5 Ks. Still had 11.2 points. He had 12 points at San Diego, but then 17.4 against the Cardinals. 20.9 at Philly, 15.7, 35.6, 25.3 in the mix. Huge upside. At worst, pretty decent downside in a matchup against Pittsburgh, which we know is they're hot and cold. Let's just put it that way. Mostly cold. You're talking Márquez. Where the hell did he go? There he is. Pirates strike out 18.5% of the time. He's striking out 22.6% of the batters he faces. Pretty high hard contact rate, but he's getting decent ground balls, limiting the damage at that. Pittsburgh's team total is only 4.27. They say lefties hit 3.55, righties 3.51. Pretty decent punt play, though. Pretty good upside with Márquez. You go on. People will recommend Brian Johnson against Philly. Philly's hit lefties well. They hit Price pretty well. Price got off the hook a few times. Johnson's an okay pitcher. Everyone remembers that shutout. He's not as good as that. He's good, but not as good as that. His last start out, 4 1/3, 8 hits, 3 earned, 2 Ks against Detroit for 2.4 points. I'm not saying it's going to be that bad, but he's more that guy than he is a shutout guy. So keep that in mind. I'm not going with Johnson tonight. He can pitch great. It's at Philly, too. It's the two games in Boston, two at Philly. So, you know, they lose the DH, but which might benefit him, but also he might get pinch hit for sooner. Next up, Matt Shoemaker, $6,300 against the Yankees. Yankees have gone out to L.A., and they've got shut down in a couple games. Last night by Mr. Ramirez, who we've used quite a few times this year. Not last night, but quite a few times. The maker of shoes, it's hot and cold with this man. And it's usually on the road. At home, he's been pretty good. Last home start against Minnesota, 6 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks. He's usually going to get you 5 or more strikeouts against Chicago White Sox at home, 24-3, 29-1 versus Detroit, 17-9 versus Oakland. All very solid numbers. We know the Yankees are a damn good ball club. There's no hiding that. They can explode at a moment's notice, and they probably will. They do strike out almost 22% of the time. Shoemaker, 21.6% K rate. Decent swinging strike rate. Hard contact is not ideal at 36.3. Home run to fly ball at 14.4 against a Yankees team is scary. But something you won't see very often. Fourth lowest on the day, third lowest on the slate is the Yankees team total at 3.89. Lefty's hitting 311, righty's 320 off Shoemaker. Most people will not touch a pitcher versus the Yankees, and I get it. But GPP-wise, tremendous upside with Shoemaker at $6,300. Now we go down. Do not touch Matt Harvey. I don't care if he throws a gem. Do not touch Matt Harvey. Liriano is intriguing at $5,800 for Toronto. Tons of K potential, but the home run potential is there as well. But the price tag super cheap for the upside. I'm not all in on Liriano, but I can see it if you want to roll the dice, like massively roll the dice on a GPP, just because the price point alone is real goofy. The last guy I will mention, Mike Montgomery, making the spot start once again for Hendricks for the Cubs. He's $5,300. The concern, he's not completely stretched out. His last spot start, he went 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks, big K arm, but he went 73 pitches. If I'm guessing he's still going to be stuck between like the 70 to 80 pitch range. They might extend him more, which would be outstanding. If they do, we get great value here. But so the win might be in question. It's a real risky play because you don't know how long he's going to go. But McCarthy, like I said, Montgomery, huge K arm, going up against the Mets, 21.1% strikeout rate. He has a 57.9% ground ball rate. Low hard contact, low home run to fly ball. The Mets team total, where'd it go? A 4.45, lefties 252, righties 303 off of Montgomery. There are a couple righties that'll worry you, Cespedes, Flores, maybe Lagares, maybe the catcher, Rivera, Darnold. But other than that, a lot of lefties in that lineup. Some that hit lefties well, but as a whole, lefties don't hit Montgomery well. It's a punt play. $5,300. Roll the dice as you feel fit. Okay, we rank it out. Your punts, Marquez, number one. Shoemaker, number two. Montgomery, three. Liriano, four. So you got Kluber, Pineda, Santana up top. In the middle, I'm going McCarthy, Bundy, Walker, Odorizzi. At the bottom, Marquez, Shoemaker, Montgomery, Liriano. I really like Kluber. I can get behind Pineda. I really like McCarthy. And then Marquez and Shoemaker on big odds. I'm going to be building around those guys for the most part, and I'll sprinkle in some others. But those are my main building blocks at the plate. Let's get to your bats on tonight's 11-game slate. And we'll kick it off with the catcher's position, which is always an interesting one, and it's always led by Mr. Gary Sanchez. 5K at the Angels, GPP play at any night if you want to roll those dice. Brian McCann, $4,400 at home against Trashner. Love the play. If you're paying up for catcher, McCann's a great play against Cashner tonight. Cashner finally got his stuff pushed in last start out, and it should only get better from there. He's been doing it with so much smoke and mirrors. It's disgusting. But you got Houston, 5.04 team total. Lefties, 360. Righties, 331 off Cashner. I hope Houston does it again tonight. I think a lot of people will. They should be the chalk. If you don't go Cashner, you go Gattis at 4K against him. Both good plays. Alex Avila, first base catcher against Taijuan Walker at 4,200 is definitely in play if you're fading Walker and paying up catcher. Yadi Molina at 36 versus Matt Garza is intriguing. Travis d'Arnaud, I mentioned him against Montgomery, 35. You can build your Mets idea around facing a lefty. I want to preface this. I get it, and there's good value there. But again, Montgomery is only going to go four, maybe five innings, and then you got the bullpen, and you might get all righties the rest of the game. So keep that in mind with your Mets stacks. You got Luke Roy at 35 versus Martez. I didn't mention Martez for Houston because he just doesn't go deep into games. He's got great stuff, but he struggled with control, with walks, and going deep. He goes three, maybe four innings in his minor league starts right now. He's got great upside, but I can't throw him tonight. If he shuts down Texas, awesome. But it's just I'd rather take the gamble on a short start with Montgomery than Martez. So Luke Roy's in play. Jason Castro, a four-hit game last night. Guy is hitting the ball so well. $3,400 versus Gavaglio. Definitely in play. Chris Iannetta versus Zimmerman. Zimmerman has reverse splits. He's been getting crushed. When you're looking at the D-backs, D-backs have a team total of 4-3-1. Lefties 347, righties 366. So Iannetta at 33 is a very, very intriguing play. If you're fading Kluber, Grandal's 32. Elias Diaz from Pittsburgh's 31. Chris Herman, catcher outfield eligible. If he gets to start behind the dish at $3,000 is extreme upside. We love Herman when he catches in the right matchups. This is the right matchup. Tons of value at 3K. Derek Norris is one of my favorite catchers on the slate. Value alone. He's $2,800. Has a lot of power versus left-handed bats. Liriano is known to give up the home run from time to time. Derek Norris, good upside at $2,800 as a cheap punt catcher. Like that quite a bit. If you're fading Mike Leake, Pena's $2,800 from Milwaukee. The Boston catchers versus Hellickson. Vasquez is 28. Leon is 25. They're both in play if you're going that route. So some good high-priced options, and then there's some low-priced darts that are definitely in play tonight. Those are the main ones we'll be focusing on. Let's go over to the first base position. But Derek Norris, 28, really good value there. First base, Paul Goldschmidt at 54 is in play. Went deep last night. Definitely in play tonight. Jay Bruce, 5K versus the lefty Montgomery's. He hits lefties well, but that's a steep price. And you're banking on Cubs bullpen, basically. Cody Bellinger, big double dong night. He's 4,900. I totally get it if you want to play him even as a one-off. That's what I did last night, and it paid off. He's first base outfield eligible. He's a high, high price against a great pitcher. But if you want to do it, I totally understand it. Mark Reynolds, $4,800 versus Chad Kuhl. Forgot to mention Chad Kuhl. Let me bring him up real quick. Mr. Kuhl. He's $4,700. So tons of value. Just price tag alone. Colorado strikes out 22% of the time. He's striking out about 18%. 41% ground ball rate, low hard contact, low home run to fly ball. The story with Chad Kuhl is he gets crushed by lefties, getting hit 355. They show righties 351, but you look at wOBAs and ISOs, lefties are doing the damage. Now, sure, righties can hit him. Or no, lefties 396, reading the wrong. Lefties 396, righties 288. So it's all about the lefties. In Colorado, you got Blackman. And then you got a disappointing cargo. You got Walters at catcher and maybe Amarista. Those are the catchers you're worried, or the left-handed bats you're worried about. So if you want to punt with Kuhl at 47, I can 100% get behind that tonight. He's actually been pretty good of late. If you want to get behind Kuhl, I can get there. I'd probably, now that I relook at my rankings here, I'd probably put Kuhl behind Shoemaker as my number three. I'd probably go Marquez, Shoemaker, Kuhl, Montgomery, then Liriano as my punts. Kuhl, I could definitely see, you know, obviously could get rocked, but I could see some upside there with Kuhl. Justin Smoke, 47 versus Odorizzi, definitely in play tonight. Rizzo at 46, leading off, is a great play against Matt Harvey. Cubs should be chalky after last night, and rightfully so. I have no problem with that at all. Mitch Moreland, 45 versus Hellickson, is a great, great looking play. Mentioned Avila. Jose Abreu versus Bundy at 42. I like the Sox bats if you're not playing Bundy. I think Bundy's a good play tonight, but the White Sox, 4-9-3 team total. Lefties 321, righties 315. No problem with Abreu. Eric Thames versus Mike Leake at 4,200 is in play. He's been slumping, but he's not bad. Marwin Gonzalez, first base outfield at 42, will be low owned with some upside. You got Matt Carpenter's only $3,800 against Garza. It's at home, not Miller Park, but still an interesting play there. Josh Bell, 38's interesting. I like Carp at 38. There's value there, definite value. Kenneth Vargas, 3,600 versus Gavaglio. The power upside for the Twins against a very bad pitcher in Gavaglio. Twins have a – where'd you go, boys? Well, I have trouble – oh, they have the highest total on the board. That's why I didn't start there. 5.49 team total. Lefties 319, righties 335 off Gavaglio to get it in. Definitely play there at 3,600. As you go down the list, Gurriel at 36 against Cashner. Tommy Joseph versus the lefty Johnson, some power there at 36. Kendrys Morales continues to be too cheap. He's $3,500. Can totally get behind that. Hanley Ramirez versus Hellickson at 35. Hanley's kind of heating up again. We know how Hanley rolls when he's hot. He hits righties and lefties. He's definitely in play at 35. I want to mention Hellickson is the 11th worst on the barrel fifth the last 30 days, getting barreled 4.7% of the time. He's striking out less than 11% of the batters he faces, so the ball is in play a lot against Hellickson. Miggy Cabrera is only $3,400 versus Taijuan Walker. I like that quite a bit. Too cheap for the upside. Carlos Santana, 34 versus McCarthy. Tons of upside there, too, with those two bats. Tremendous power upside. I know the matchups are intriguing on both sides for the pitcher and the hitter. I get it. Tremendous upside with both those bats. Trey Mancini, 34 versus Gonzalez, first base outfield eligible. Upside, Matt Davidson, first base, third base at 3,300 is definitely worth a look. After Matt Davidson at 33, Jaso went deep last night, but don't count on that all the time. Jose Ozuna at 32 is not bad. Performing against the lefty, but he hits righties pretty well. Luis Valbuena, $2,800 if you want to throw a dart in the wind for a home run versus Pineda. He's an option, but it's the massive dart in the wind. But some interesting plays at the low threes there, and then you got your big boys to build around. Second base, Dozier at 48 is on fire, hitting lefties, hitting righties. Love Dozier today. Love the Twins today. Again, I love Seattle and the Twins, but I go Twins more. Seattle's more contrarian against Santana. Love me some Twins. $4,800. Jose Altuve versus Cashner at 47 is a great play as well. Starting Castro at 45 is not bad, but he's going with a decent pitcher in Shoemaker, but not bad. Jonathan Scope at 43, very nice play there. You go down the list, Neil Walker, switch hitter at 43 versus Montgomery. Chris Taylor, 41 versus Kluber if you're punting Kluber. Robbie Sano at 4K has got some value against Irvin Santana. Jose Ramirez, only $3,800 versus McCarthy, second base, third base. I told you, Cleveland is priced down. Definitely in play if you're not using McCarthy. Rougui Odor, $3,800 after a double dong. You're going to get Martez and then Houston. Probably a Davinsky game. You can look into playing Davinsky on the mound if you want. We'll check his price at the end here, and I'll let you know. Could be a Davinsky game. Didn't think about that till right now. So Rougui Odor at 38 is in play. Brandon Drury at 37 went deep. Don't count on that all the time, but he's against Zimmerman. I like Ian Happ with some value. Grand Slam last night also struck out four times, but he's $3,700 versus Harvey. Good upside there at that price tag. Definitely in play. Kinsler, 36, not a bad value there. Some decent value in the mid-price here at second base. Eric Sogard, 35, leading off second base shortstop. Wilmer Flores, our boy against lefties, hitting righties well too. Second base, third base, 3,300. Definitely in play for the Mets. Like that a lot. I just wish Montgomery would be going longer. Yolmer Sanchez, 32 versus Bundy. He's not the best play, but not a bad low-priced option. As you go down some more, you got Taylor Motter at 27 if you need to punt there. And see how the lineups are built. Maybe Daniel Robertson gets to start for Tampa Bay, second base, third base. $2,600 versus Liriano. Some nice punt value in that one as well. Let's get into your third baseman. And we kick it off with Jake Lamb, $5,200 for Zimmerman in an outstanding spot against Zim. Love Jake Lamb. Arenado at 51 is a good play. Always a good play. Josh Donaldson, 47 versus Odorizzi. We mentioned reverse splits with Odorizzi. Donaldson firmly in play. Snow had the night off yesterday. Hopefully he's back today at 46 against Gavaglio. Turner against a righty at 45 if you're fading Kluber. Otherwise, it's a high price tag for a dart, but it is a decent dart. Travis Shaw, 45 versus Leak, went deep yesterday. Chris Bryant, 45 versus Harvey's really good price tag when you're the 2, 4, 6, 7th guy down the third base list and you're facing Harvey and you have that upside. Like that quite a bit. Hernan Perez, 42 versus Leak, is in play. Joey Gallo at 4,200 like that. Manny Machado at 41 is not bad. Castellanos at 4K, not bad at all either. Kyle Seager's only 4,000. Mentioned Jose Ramirez. Longoria. Evan Longoria is 3,800 bucks with tremendous history versus Liriano. Or against lefties. Not against Liriano, against lefties. 3,800 bucks for Longoria, great price tag. As you go down the list, it gets a little bleaker at third base. You almost have to pay up or throw a dart like I did last night with Davidson. Davidson's 33. Jericho's 35, slumping, but hits righties well. If you want to roll those dice. But Davidson 33 and Wilmer Flores at 33. Two lower-priced third basemans I like a lot. If you want to get real goofy with your lineup, really goofy, Russell Martin for Toronto's catcher, third base eligible. He's, you know, not consistent. He's struggling, but he's facing Odorizzi with the reverse splits at 3,100 bucks. If you want to get different, that's one heck of a way to get different. Just putting that one on the table for you. TJ Rivera got called up for the Mets. He's first base, third base eligible at 2,900 bucks against the lefty. He's in play as well. Mentioned Valbuena as a massive dart. So those are your third basemen to attack there. We'll take it over to the shortstop position. You got Elvis Andrus, 4,800 bucks, having an amazing year. Worth the price tag. Carlos Correa, 46, definitely in play. Love him tonight versus Cashner. Corey Seager, 45. Bogaerts, 44 versus Hellickson. That is a really, really good play with Hellickson. Andrus, Correa, Bogaerts, all really good plays. Bogaerts, save money on the rest. That's your angle. Didi Gregorius, 4,200 bucks in play for sure. Lindor at 4K versus McCarthy, some nice value there. You got Mercer, 37. Eduardo Escobar swinging a good stick for Minnesota. He's third base shortstop eligible at 35. So definitely don't sleep on him if you're making some Twins plays. He's always low-owned a part of that team. As you go down the list, it's not nearly as good. You got Jorge Polanco at 32 with some value. Addison Russell, 32 versus Harvey with a little value. Javi Baez, second base shortstop at 31 against Harvey, a little value. I can see it for get some Cubs exposure. You had Zobrist at 31 at second base in the outfield. You can go that exposure if he's in the lineup. Some cheapness there, but he's been banged up. Tulo's 29. He's struggling mightily, but he's only 2,900 bucks for Odorizzi. And as you go down the list, there's not much to like. You have to see if they put some cheaper shortstops out there tonight. Let's go to the outfield where you got Aaron Judge, 5,600 bucks. Charlie Blackman, 55 versus Cool is outstanding. Like I said, lefties are going to get the Cool. Blackman's about the only real threat there from the left side. Mookie Betts is finally priced up again. He's 5,300. He's definitely in play. Maben, 5K. Bruce, 5K. Springer at 5K is very, very good. Just as good as the top guys, but he's $5,000 cheaper. So Cashner's in play. I mean, Springer's in play versus Cashner. Bellinger's in play, like I mentioned. Benintendi at $4,800, definitely in play. He's been swinging a really, really, really good stick. McCutcheon's on fire. Double dong yesterday. He's heating up. He's 4,600 if you're on the Fade Marquez train. Aaron Hicks, 46 in play. Nomar Mazzara at 46. Oh, my man, JD Martinez went deep again last night. 4,500 versus Walker. Tremendous upside at that price. C-Dick went deep. He's facing the lefty. Liriano's hit lefties well this year. He's 45. Gardner's 45 and in play. Suspettus versus a lefty at 45. Definitely in play for the match. Justin Upton, 45, swinging a hot stick, is in play. Sensu Chu at 44 is not bad at all. You can go Chris Owens if you want to at 42. Outfield shortstop, I can understand it. Steven Souza at 42 is in play. Definitely in play. I mentioned Thames, Perez, and Gonzalez already. Howie Kendrick against the lefty at 42 I like a ton. I like Howie Kendrick. I mentioned him last night. He had a couple hits. He's a good play again tonight. Robbie Grossman at 41 is a really good-looking play. Jackie Bradley Jr., 41, with some nice upside against Hellboy. Some good outfielders here when you get away from the top. I always tell you guys that. And I use a lot of lineups without the top guys, and it works out just fine. Peralta at 4K versus Zimmerman is not bad. You got Dexter Fowler at 4K against Garza. Melky Gabrera, $3,900, not bad at all. Bautista, 39 versus Odorizzi is in play. Pham at 39 versus Garza is in play. I like all those. Michael Brantley versus McCarthy is only 3,800 bucks. The Trumbo's 3,800. Bradley Zimmer's 37 versus McCarthy, not bad. Ben Gamel, 37. Seth Smith, 37. All interesting plays. not the best plays, but very interesting. Those 330-700 on bats will be low owned with some high upside, but also come a really low floor. So keep that in mind. Cole Calhoun, 37 versus Pineda. Aaron Altherr, versus the lefty Johnson at 37 is a great price tag. Like that a ton. Odubel Herrera, 37, also in play, but Altherr at 37 is really, really good. Lonnie Chisenhall at 35, always low owned, sneaky play with the Indians, like that. Malik Smith, likely not to start against the lefty, but he's 35. Beltran, 35 versus Cashner. My boy Kepler, big night last night. He's 3,400 versus Cavaglio. Love that price tag. Price tag went down today. Love it. Adam Jones and Trey Mancini, both 3,400 are in play. As we go down the list, Gregory Polanco at $3,300 is some value there. He's struggling, but some value. Eric Young Jr. is up to $3,200. He's swinging it well. Carlos Gonzalez, cargo, $3,200. Struggling mightily on the road. Mightily on the road. There's upside versus Cool with a left-handed bat, but he's struggling a ton. He's an interesting GPP play at 32, though. I wouldn't completely sleep on him, but don't go all in. Mentioned Chris Herrmann earlier at 3K. I like that quite a bit. And then I know I had to miss somebody. You got Juan Lagares at 29 against the lefty. He's in play. Mikey Matuk at 2,800 could be a nice value play in Detroit if he gets a start. Eddie Rosario, 3 home runs last night. He's been having a pretty decent year. He's only $2,700. He's going to be as chalky can be after 3 home run night. He's in a great matchup against Cavaglio, so I'm all for using him if you want to. But he's going to be extremely chalky, so keep that in mind. And that'll do it for our outfield and our hitters. Let's quick recap your pitchers on the night. Top range, it goes Kluber, Pineda, Santana. In my rankings, in my middle pack, it's McCarthy, Bundy, Walker, Odorizzi. And at the bottom, we're going Marquez, Shoemaker, Cool, Montgomery, and Liriano. Every pitcher tonight has a good amount of risk. There's really nothing quote-unquote safe about it, so be very, very careful on going too heavy on one guy, I'd say. When you're looking at your stacks, real quick, I told you I'd do something for you. Let's look up Chris Devinsky's price. Devinsky's 4K tonight. If you want to roll the dice there that he throws 3 or 4 innings out of the pen and gets you 5-plus Ks at 4K, I can get behind Devinsky at $4,000. Just want to throw that one out there. I can definitely see a punt play with 4K with Devinsky and load up on even more bats tonight. I have no problem with that at all. For your bats, Twins, 5.49 team total, 319 versus lefty, 335 versus righty against Gaglio. Twins, supremely in play. The one thing I will say against Devinsky, you don't know for sure that he's going to play. It's highly likely this is a Devinsky game, but it's not 100%, so you could put 4K in. He never even sees the game, so keep that in mind. But Twins, phenomenal stack. Nationals, that's early slate. You got the Orioles versus Miggy Gonzalez. Lefties, 320 off Miggy. Orioles, interesting stack there. Houston versus Cashner, outstanding, 504 total. 360 lefties, 331 righties. Love the Astros. Seattle's got a 501 total versus Santana, so they're an intriguing stack. Definitely intriguing there. White Sox versus Bundy. Red Sox versus Hellickson, a 487 total like that. Cardinals versus Garza, 486 total. Lefties hit 350 off Garza, like a little Cardinals action indeed. Toronto versus Odorizzi, reverse splits there is definitely worth a look. Tigers versus Walker. Phillies versus Brian Johnson. Lefties 160, righties 350. So Ike Altherr, I mentioned Howie Kendrick. You got Tommy Joseph, some good righties to attack there. The Cubs versus Harvey is a great play. Lefties 362, righties 316. Should be extremely chalky, but I love it. Absolutely love it. And there's a couple others as you go down the list, but those are the main ones to attack. Don't forget the Indians versus McCarthy can be interesting because of this, their value alone. Rockies versus Cool, the left-handed options. But those ones up top are your big stacks. Get at it. Good 11-game slate. Previewed the 3-game. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at BDIntric. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Benched with Bubba, episode 41, U.S. Open preview, DFS betting, course preview. So much more with DFS Golf Gods is out. Also, check out DFS Golf Gods, U.S. Open DFS preview. Tons of stuff to get you ready for the Open that kicks off tomorrow morning. Going to be awesome there at Erin Hills. Good stuff. Also, Around the Bases, episode 16 with myself and Boston Mo is out on your listening devices. Will be posted later today on the articles But ton to get at, ton to enjoy. The Mitch stacks will be out again today. But more importantly, good luck. Let's cash on this 11-game slate. Be careful on the 3-game. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 14th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.